I'm sure that's what they called it. Mm-hmm. Or they might have called it the upstairs gallery. That'd probably be it.
Okay. If the door's open and you don't want it that way, you might ask somebody to get up and what?
Close the door.
Okay. Or if you didn't say close, you might say...
Some people would say shut the door.
Okay. What do you call those boards on the outside of a house? I didn't look this house to see if it had them or not, but they run long ways like this, you know, and they overlap.
Clapboards.
Okay. How old were you when you learned to drive a car?
About 17.
How did you learn to drive? Did somebody teach you, or?
Oh, I got in this old Model T, and I think it jumped. Jumped all the way when I was driving it. I finally learned to drive it without it jumping, though.
Yeah.
See, you didn't know anything about automatic transmission then.
Yeah.
It's just, or at least I never heard of automatic transmission. Probably they had it, but in some cars, but we never had one with it till later years.
Yeah. Well, have you always driven ever since then?
Since then, I've been driving since I was 17.
Do you like it? I know some people don't like driving, they just think it's a nuisance.
Oh, I used to just love to, but I've got to where now I'd rather somebody else would.
Yeah. I like it.
It didn't make any difference, really, but I would just prefer to look around, because I'm a looker.
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm liable to be almost hitting somebody's fender before I turn my head back.
I know.
My son says, I see every flower. along the way.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. What do you call that part of the house that covers the top?
Roof.
Okay. And, what do you call those little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Gutters.
Okay. And say you got a house that runs long ways like this, and then it's got another part of the house that comes off like this, and it's sort of L-shaped, you know. And both of the roofs are peaked, like this. And there's a low place where they meet. What do you call that low place?
Let me see. I can't think what to call that now. Just a gutter? Gutter, I think.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a gutter or valley.
Okay.
You do put gutters on the outside,
yeah.
But I think they used to call it, we call it that valley now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But maybe they used to call it the gutter.
Okay.
I'm not so positive.
What would you call a little building out back where you keep your gardening tools and stuff like that?
Tool shed.
Okay. Is that a greenhouse that you've got right there?
Oh, sure
is. Greenhouse? Just give anything in the world.
Oh, that poor thing. All those poor plants just about to die in that. It's so hot.
Yeah.
Tried to put a shade over, but it hadn't helped too much.
I hope my husband watered my plants. I left them out in the back. They're under a tree, but it's not as good as this shade here. And that, you know, they burn up real
fast. Oh, I know.
What did you used to call an outdoor toilet?
I believe our family and everybody that I remember called it the closet. But a lot of people called it the privy. But I think my grandmother said privy. But I don't remember us ever saying that.
Do you ever have any joking names for it?
No, we never did. I mean, our family was, I guess, different size or something. We never did have any nicknames or cute, silly names for things, or vulgar names, or anything.
Yeah.
Lord, if there'd been any vulgarity in our family, my parents and grandparents would have killed us.
Really?
Oh, well, they were very religious. I thought they were.
Uh-huh. My family's like that. We don't have any nicknames and cute little names, like you say, cute, silly little things. But my husband's family, all those people have nicknames. Well, for one thing, they have to, because everybody has the same